I'm still tripping on this thing about getting steamrolled by your babe.
You can't. It's the saddest thing in the world when you see somebody who's let their bitch steamroll them.
Just fully do it. And then they just do the catches.
Fucking losers.
The babe doesn't even like them anymore, man. That's what nobody talks about the female
ego.
Once you break a horse, dude,
it's just like, put him in the pen. I don't care about him anymore. Exactly. They like that stallion. That one that's tough to break, dude.
Dude, I mean, shit, you want to get into this? It's like, I wonder about this all the time. Because it's like, no one talks about the female. It's always the male ego. But there's a weird thing about, not even the ego for females.
No, it's like, there. For sure.
They do have an ego. No, for sure.
When they go to fucking bridal showers.
Of course.
Fucking
the ring and this.
Baby showers.
I'm talking about like, I'm talking about inside of a relationship of the whole thing of like, you know, there's, it's like common, you know, knowledge. Like, you know, the first month or two, you're having sex all the time. But then if it's like, if you're in that relationship and you kind of destabilize the whole thing, the pussy starts fucking... They fire up, they throw some coal in the oven for that, dude. It's like, once it's stabilized, the pussy kind of dies off. So it's not even like, if it's been going for a long time, if you've jostled it up a little bit,
pussy steams
up. You wake
up.
It up. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the fucking steam room, the coal room in the Titanic. a bunch of Irish immigrants start shoveling coal right into that pussy.
Well, I wonder, because it's like, whenever I'm in a relationship and I'm being a real good boy, dude, and everything's going
pussy
well, and I'm working, and I'm bringing...
Screech and halt.
It's weird, man. And then as soon as I'm like, man, fuck this, and I buck the system...
What do you think I'm doing, dude? I bucked it hard. We were living together. I was like, dude, you can't contain this Bronco. Every time I see you, you just burst yourself out of a vagina, dude,
into the world.
It's like, I got to do stand-up. I got to pursue my art. I'm going to do a podcast.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. That's something I've noticed when I got married. My first marriage, dude. I love saying that. My first marriage, it was the most off-and-on thing in the beginning. And as soon as we got back together... You could also have something to do with breaking up like six times, getting back together. Eventually, you know, you kind of lose your trust, but...
you jostled the pussy too many times.
You can break it,
it's
for
like
sure.
It's like shaking a magic eight ball. You were shaking it every time it would come up like pussy.
You can finally hit him on drama overload, dude, for sure. But I'm telling you, man, whenever I'm being such a good boy about that, I always notice I'm like... And then you literally have to come and be like, please.
Did you have sex after the Just Dance?
I think I had it before.
That has to be a sex-worthy fucking... activity.
You know what? I think that day early. But again, begged. At one point, I think she likes to fuck with me too. I was just kind of like, come on. Like walking around her underwear all day. Finally, I'm like, all right, you know what? This is fucking.
Yeah, get over here, you bitch.
I was like, wait, come on. Because if you ask, like, please, they're just kind of like, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's gross. You got to fucking take it.
I don't know how to do it. It's like, I try not to bitch about it. And then I'm like, I'm not going to hold in my cum forever because I turn into a psycho.
Yo, so shout out Frankson, by the way.
Yo.
He's holding in a fucking wad.
Dude, I told you, I had 5 days on me. I've been fucking like going off on people, dude. I had 5 days. I can't hold it in. I fucking...
Who did you just go off on? Not the Home Depot. There was somebody else you spazzed. Ooh, the car.
Oh, dude, I fucking... Shit. I wiled out the Honda, dude.
I wild the fuck out. That was just you holding in cum, just taking it out on some fucking service
rep. I had a lot of cum. You know what sucks, too? And then I'll get real mad, and I'm like... I get a jerk off, and I'm like, ew, that's fucking disgusting. Because it's like, I'm so mad.
Some dude made you mad, and you're like, I gotta fucking come now.
Well, it's even, usually it's like, if I'm mad like at my girlfriend, I'm like, I should jerk you off. And I'm like, ew, you fucking loser.
If you're mad at your girlfriend, that's a solid move.
Yeah,
crack one out, and then see how you argue. Once that coal's out of that vagina.
Sometimes, though,
you can fucking...
I can flip. Sometimes you might... come real hard, then you're like, shut the fuck up. He's like, what the fuck do I need you? Shut up. That's sometimes my patience where if I'm jerking it hard all week and it brings up some bullshit, I'm just like, dude, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. My love for you is in a tissue in the trash can right now, dude. Do not talk shit.
She found a pair of boxers of mine that I fucking unloaded in. She's like, what are these doing here? I must have just like thrown them in a hurry somewhere. And I watched her like carrying them. And I was just like, please don't touch. Please don't touch. Please don't smell. Please don't. And luckily, they
were. Ew. You think it smelled?
I mean, these things. I mean, they, dude, yeah, it could.
Yeah.
I came into a towel the other day and like hung it up to dry. Dude, I walked into the bathroom. It hung it over my shower.
To use again?
I was going to use it as a butt towel. So I walked in.
You're going to get cum in your butt, dude?
My cum. So I was going to send it right back, dude.
You think your butt would absorb it and just recycle the cum again?
Definitely, dude.
For sure.
That's why gay guys are so jacked, dude. Yeah, that's why they're so fucking swole.
What, because they swallow cum in their butt? Yeah. And now they're jacked?
Did you ever see them at the beach?
Gay dudes are ripped.
Did you ever see them? You know how they fuck? You know, like, there's a big thing with like gay guys at the gym fucking in the showers. It's a problem.
Yeah, Wood was talking about that. Yeah, man. Hilarious.
That's like,
I love the idea of showering, like bringing a hose in to fucking separate them like dogs in heat, dude. You gotta fucking spray them with a hose.
I mean, it's gotta be instinct. Like, if you see people fighting, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. If you see two guys fucking in the showers, party, that's like, yeah, well, come on, stop.
Stop.
Knock that off. Stop. Someone's gonna get hurt. Knock that off.
This is bad.
But no, man, that
gay dudes fucking at gyms is sick.
Oh, man, it's so fucking rugged.
No,
man.
I went to the gym in Queens by my house. It sucks.
What happened?
It's fucking New York. It's
you didn't
packed.
Fuck anyone?
It's packed with people.
Oh, dude, it's probably insane.
Fucking hellhole.
You should have chilled in the showers.
There's a fucking sauna, though. That's where the fucking goes down. I almost went in, and then I looked around. I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's just a bunch of Adonai?
It's a bunch of lads naked in towels.
Really?
Yeah.
Get in there, dude.
No, I'm not getting in there.
Sweat with the boys.
No.
I played, I went to an LA Fitness when I was in Los Angeles once for like vacation. I played basketball and it was just me and a bunch of just
pure. Wouldn't it just be called a fitness then?
Yeah, it was just called a fitness. Dude, it was just me and a bunch of just like jack tall models.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was hilarious. And then I swear to God, I think a lot of them were on testosterone stuff because like they were freaked the fuck out. Like, that's a fucking fit. And they were it was like hot guys spazzing on each other over calls.
That's where Tommy works out at this gym.
Where?
The fucking same one.
That you went to?
The hot guy gym. It's just fucking hot dudes working out.
Any hot babes?
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm sure. I only went in there once. Our water got shut off. They were doing construction on our street.
So you went in there to shower?
I went in there to take a dump.
Hit the fuck.
They're going to join the free membership. I done a free trial at this gym to take a shit. That's an